Hey, welcome back. I said I'd be back this week, so here we are. So far, so good. The last episode was about facing chaos and fear. This week, we will explore a very important question. So important, in fact, that it happens to be some of the first words Jesus speaks in the Gospel of John. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. If you're enjoying this podcast or find anything helpful, please feel free to let me know. You can find us on Instagram at Skeptic Disciple Podcast and on Twitter at Disciple Skeptic. If you wouldn't mind leaving a rating or review on whatever platform you are listening to us on today, that would be amazing. And it would help more people find us too. So thank you. As I said last week, don't let the name fool you. There is a believer on the other end of this mic. I hope this episode is helpful to you on your spiritual journey this week. Here we go. What is it that you want? What are you looking for? Where are you hoping that your spiritual life leads to? Why do you attend church? What is it that you are looking for? I think many of us feel lost in the journeys of our lives, physically, spiritually, because we have never considered the question, what do I want? Jesus asked this question. He did. In the Gospel of John, the first words Jesus speaks to his first disciples when they start following him is, what do you want? In John chapter 1, verses 35 to 38, says, the next day, John the Baptist was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, look, the Lamb of God. When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, what do you want? It seems like the type of question that would just stop you in your tracks. Jesus wants to know what they want. Why are they following him? And how would they even begin to know how to answer that question correctly? I mean, they may have just been merely curious at this point. This label, the Lamb of God, what could that mean? That's a good thing, right? But then again, lambs were used as sacrificial animals in the temple. So what exactly is this Jesus about? I want you to just start from scratch. Anything and everything you know about this story, just set it down for a few moments. You're there in story. You begin to follow Jesus out of curiosity, maybe looking for something that would bring hope to your own life. And Jesus stops. He turns around. He looks you in the eye and asks, what do you want? Rude. Right? But maybe not. This wise teacher is asking you a simple question. Apparently, on the surface, it appears that way. But as we all know, there's always a much deeper aspect to anything a teacher ever says. What do you want? Have you assessed what it is that is motivating you? Do you have an idea of what it's going to take for you to move towards what you want? Furthermore, do you realize that Jesus cannot promise you that you'll get exactly what you want by following him? And by exactly, I mean, it's easy to think of God as a vending machine in the sky to which you pray and press the right buttons to receive what you ask for. You put in a few coins, press, I don't know, B5, and out comes a bag of chips or a drink. We think of this Jesus following thing as you go to church, you get dunked or baptized, you pray, and out come your heart's desires. Yeah, no. That's not how it works, right? It's more like You join a community because you think it's the best thing in the world. You then realize your relational weak spots, your triggers, and then you find out there's so much to work on in learning to love yourself and others. Then there is a prayer aspect of the spiritual life. You pray for something that you want. You pray and pray and pray, and through prayer begin to realize that your heart is not aligned with the teachings of Jesus. You want things that you think are going to solve all of your problems, make your life better, bring you respect and a sense of achievement and success. And in reality, all of those things would simply be band-aids over the cracked and broken areas of your life that need healing. Your need for validation, your insecurities, and your lack of commitment. That was a lot. Sorry. Did that hurt? I didn't mean it that way. Not in a bad way anyway. I just want you to realize that we all need to become more aware of where we are currently at this moment, spiritually speaking. How do you treat yourself? How do you treat others? And have you realized how sometimes our prayers can become manipulative? We have a manipulative approach towards God and trying to get him to do things the way that we would want them to happen. Or we try to manipulate others by telling them, I'm praying for you so that this and this happens. No, just pray. Just submit your thoughts and your emotions and your physical ailments or whatever it is, and put it at God's feet. In other words, allow God to be present with you as you bring yourself to that moment. Don't fall into the trap of a passive spiritual life. By that I mean, there's this passive consuming of spirituality, of sermons or church or podcasts, and expect that you're going to be spiritually fit. I feel like a lot of people listen to things, and I fall into this trap too, where you listen to a lot of good advice and you think that you're wise because you've listened to a lot of good advice, but have you actually put any of it in practice? That's what I'm getting at. So when Jesus asks you, what do you want? As he's watching, as he's feeling you follow him, what will your response be? You better have listened to what is deep within you. Become aware of what it is that you want, what motivates you. And once you know what it is, now you can answer the question. And it seems that Jesus does not give them what they want in that moment, but rather invites them on a journey to follow in his footsteps. Many stories in the Bible include people who wanted things, good things, which God promised them, but which they did not see the fulfillment of in their lifetime. They died never having received such things, but the things they did receive were the presence of God and the fulfillment of a life that comes from living and walking alongside God. Think of Abram, Sarah, Moses, Elijah, Enoch. The journey is the fulfillment of your innermost desires. No material possession can ever amount to more than the presence of God in your life. Our lives end. That's a fact. The sooner you become aware of this, the sooner you'll be free to live today like it truly matters. Each day, a journey, a gift. Do not waste your existence. The universe was not made for you to hate your life or to dislike it. Each individual is on a journey. Some are stunted and will remain that way. Others are stunted now, but will grow soon and others are growing by leaps and bounds and they just don't ever seem to stop. You're not a tree. It's up to you to move. So today, what do you want? Jesus is asking. You want to follow? Answer the question. Thank you for joining me for another Skeptic Disciple podcast episode. I hope this has been helpful to you. And if it has been, please let me know. Share with your friends. Give us a rating. Whatever it is that you could do to show your support would be great. Thanks again for being with us through this journey. And I wish you the best this week. And we'll be back again next week. Adios, friends.